Begin the Karan Dav, Mesech the Shabbos, Dav Kofi Dav, begin on Menalf, begin with Tejah the Masel, this begins the words of the Gemara, Dav Tel Mesech the Skala, and even by Mesech the Skala. Just going to explain, what's the Chiddush that he knows how to respond to Mesech the Skala? Now, the Gemara brought from Yechonon, what's considered Tamal Chacham, that you appoint him to be a leader over the Tzibur, is if you ask him in Dvar Lachan, any place and he says, and even Mesech the Skala. So, first, we're going to Rashi explains, meaning, the Leri Gila Ba Inchi, type of Mesech that people don't usually learn, Vunasin Baliba Lagarsa, and he put it to his heart that he's going to go ahead and learn even these Mesechtes Ketanus, that of Mesechtes Kalam, and they was called Tamal Chacham. Now, Tais says that Rabbi Kedushin perished like Grius. Now, Rashi actually, Mesechtes Kedushin, mentioned this phenomena about learning Mesechtes Kala as something actually of a deficiency. As the Gemara brings Perikesh Mekadosh, Mem Tes Mebeiz, Kabe, if someone's Mekadosh, a woman, I'm a Nasha, I'm a Tamad, on the condition that I'm a Tamal Chacham. Ain't I mean, you don't say Kishimin ben Nazi, Kishimin ben Zaymi, that has to be a student like that of Shimin ben Nazi, Shimin ben Zaymi, who they fabulous Tamid Chachamim. Even if you just ask him a Dvar Halacha, even Mesechtes Kala, and he's able to answer, then it's considered Tamal Chacham, and it's going to be a valid Kedushin. Now, Pesach and Rashi explains, what does it mean, Philip Mesechtes Kala? Me and Shei Kala, which would a kuf, that even though it's easy to learn, still it's enough to be considered as a student to be as a valid Kedushin. So Tais says, Venir, it seems, yeah, because the Hachamashma here in our Gemara, it sounds like the Nakad the Mishim Chashiva. So obviously, saying, who's to be a leader of the Jewish people as a Tamal Chacham? We're saying as a way of distinguishment, Shei Deya filled Mesechtes Kala. He knows everything, even this Brice of Mesechtes Kala. The Regila Bayinshi, where people don't usually learn, that's where all of Nisim Paranis, that's fit to be as a leader. Av Hasma, but they could tell you it's teaching Dava Echad Mital Mudah, it's saying that if you ask him even one thing from his learning, that he knows, and so give me a valid Kedushin, Mashman sounds like a Fidlai Lomad, El Mesechtes Kala, even though if he didn't, he barely learned. He rather he learned only Mesechtes Kala, and that's what says, V'am Hemen Dava Echad, he's able to tell you one thing from it, or is a Chacham, it's enough to be considered as a Tamal Chacham, and therefore that's why Rashi has that discrepancy in the interpretation of the significance of Mesechtes Kala. Now, meanwhile, what Tais says, "Pirush Rashi Kedushin, Rashi Mesechtes Kedushin, the Chaim Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel." In Kosevhan, it doesn't say "Daver Echad Mitalmudai." That's not what it says. Rather, it says whenever you ask him something from his learning. So therefore, then you wouldn't have a proof from the Brisa to say that oh, it's even one thing Mitalmudai, which is more of a Graysa. You don't see that according to that Girsa. So rather, Rabbeinu Yitzchak explains according to that Girsa, Rabbeinu Chananel, that actually our sugya and the sugya and kedushin actually is the same, and it's coming to say that if someone knows wherever you ask him and that mesechta that he's involved in, because the hainu mesechtes kala doesn't really mean mesechtes kala the way Rashi explains over here. Rather, the hainu drushes hasadurus mechasachag rather means to say the expositions that are organized from the halachas of the yomtiv. Like the gemara says, "Babascham beisam and alf." Nachmi yitzchok reish kala. What does it mean reish kala? Means say he was in charge of the people to darshan for the halachas of the yomtiv for the people. But come on, that's what it's saying. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Is it Tamal Chacham? Who's Tamal Chacham? Shorah Lemnei Salat Tzibur Ba'Asrei? That's fit to appoint him as the leader of the people in this place, meaning where he lives. If he knows how to answer anywhere that has the halachas that are applicable for that yom tov, Kadam B'Samach, like the Gemara is going to say, actually from Rabbi Yechanan later on, when he knows how to answer B'Mesechta Ba'Asrei in his Mesechta in this place, meaning Kugan Shidei LeHishra B'Chal Mokum Sheshulu Ba'is Mesechta, he knows how to respond. Wherever you can ask him in that Mesechta, fill the Mesechta's Kala." Even if it's Mesechtes Kala Shurigilim, by which that's what the people are learning at that time, roll them nice of Ira, it's fit to appoint him on the Tzibur in his city. But if it's less than that, that even the Mesechtes that everyone's learning then, he doesn't know how to explain, in roll them nice, it's not fit to then appoint him as a leader over the Tzibur. According to that, here that it says, Mesechtes Kala is also as a grace, which it's just the bare minimum. Now then says Taisis, then if that's the interpretation, why did Rabbi Yechanan have to go and repeat the same thing? If it's the way we're explaining according to Rabbeinu Yitzchak, then why did Rabbi Yechanan have to go and say on later on, even Mesechta, if he's proficient in the Mesechta, Ba'astre, that they're learning in his place, we already said that halacha already over here, because the way we're explaining, it's essentially the same halacha. So Taisis, Lefisha, Ritz, Lechalik, Mesechta, Lekulei Shas, because the Gemara wanted to differentiate between if he only knows his Mesechta, a whole Shas, then it's going to have a different, if it's going to be even Rosh Mesechta, and therefore, but you're right, that of the Mesechta learning, that we already know from this halacha over here, of the film Mesechta Skala, and says, Tetz V'Hashem now, have a Dehacha, Kehahud Kedushin. Then it comes out that actually our reference of Mesechta Skala is the same as Mesechta Kedushin, which again is both a grace of those of the bare minimum. So Tetz brought from Rashi, Mesechta Skala, is a Mesechta that not many people learn it on the one hand, so that's a Hashimis if you know that. On the other hand, it's a very easy Mesechta to learn. So here it's referring to the fact that he knows even that. And regarding Mesechta Kedushin is that he just knows that. And therefore that's enough to make a Talmud that his Kedushin is a Kedushin if he does with the Kedushin that is a Talmud. However, according to the Gizra Ben Chanan, the Ben Yitzchak explains, it's actually not referring to Masechtas Kala per se. Rather means what everyone's learning, like Rosh Kala is the one who gives the drashas on Yom Tov. You're merely saying when he knows how to answer what everyone's learning right now, it's applicable right now, then you can put him in charge of the people. And so the Kedushin, it's someone that knows, and he whatever it is that they're learning, so he can be considered as a Talmud, and then his Kedushin is not going to be bottom. Tzimra Taiz Demastaz begins with words of Gemara, Haba Labusha, Haba Klima, this is regarding his garment, and that's in the outer cloak, which says it proves that which is which. Rabbiana is the one that's talking about that of Klima. Because the Gemara brought from Shemalakish that the Kalim Aliyarin that come from overseas, that people are particular about the stains, and that's a Chatziz even on one side. So the Gemara makes a dig, well, it sounds like that it's white, because if it's something like red, they wouldn't be particular. The question is, Rabbiana said to some, don't bear me white or black. Rather, in the Kalim Aliyarin, it sounds like that it's red and it's not white. So I think my answer is Haba Glima Haba Labushi. So Taisa explains, Hadra Bianai, that is referring to Baglima. That's the outer cloak. That one, you're right, is not white. That's the red one. Reb Shimon Lakish, that he was saying that the Makbet about the stain, that was the white one. That's the one, the Labush, that's the lower type of Bukhara. How do we know this? It says, Kedimash, Perikol Yad. It sounds like when the Gemara needed the Chof Meral. Kabashocha, Kicharis, when it's talking about something, the blood, when if it's black, like Charis, which is something that they put in to make ink. He says, and what's that? That's like the same type of the garments of the bathhouse attendants that come from overseas. And I think Mar says, is that to say that the Kilmul Yaron are black? But Rabbiani says this, don't marry being white or black. Obviously, they're not black. So the Gemara like, not difficult. One is talking about the outer cloak. And one of them is talking about the towels and that they would use. Now, from here is the proof. Obviously, Rabbiani is the common denominator of both these Gemaras, that he's always talking about the Glima, because it doesn't reference over here the Levushe. It only mentions the difference between Glima and Pesari. So this Taisis, yes, because the Rabbiani is Beglima. So now we actually have three different types of garments that are for the bathhouse attendants. Rabbiani is by the Glima, which is the outer one, the Hisumke, that's red, because the Shechem Lahabe, that's not black, and the Masihach, like the Gemara concludes over there at Masechtas Neda. Sorry, but the towels are Havochma black. Well, the Vushen, which we mentioned over here, Shemalakish, that's Chivari, that's the lower undergarments that they would put on. Those are the ones that are white. The fats of Shabbos are sacrificed on Yom Kippurim, which the Brice had the small Chalikas of Shemon and Rikivim, which we had on the Mishnah, are Chalvi Shabbos created in Yom Kippurim or not. So it says, the Reese says, the Cholecha Dektoni, Trey Shabbi, Dahabe, Bahadi Adadi. Whenever you're going to have such a situation when you have two Shabbos, meaning Shabbos and Kippurim, one near each other, because that's the whole relevancy of this machlekes, if you have Shabbos, Erev, Yom Kippurim, says Taisis Asi Kachem, it's only going to be like the others. The army that they say is mentioned many times in Shas, the Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, the difference between one Yeshua and next Yeshua is El Dal Dem Lavav is going to be only difference of 4 days at all. Because according to them, you don't make any Ibra Yor is more than what it is. It's always going to be six on, six off in Mali and Chasim. So therefore, you could have that it will come out. Yom Kippur will be a Friday, will be a Sunday. However, but according to the other opinions, we never have Loya Du Rosh. We have certain times that it's not going to be. You're not going to have Yom Kippurim to be on Sunday. And B'Hachem Mefarsh Hashas Perek Bas Nesuk. This is how the Gemara explains in the last Perek in Satsuk. That again, this is specifically going according to the Acherim that hold every single year. It's just 4 days later than the previous year.